Kinda Funny Games Daily for Monday, January 7th,
2019. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 Under 30 winner, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one, at Tim Geddes.
Let Tim host. It's good to be back.
It's Greg very Miller. Good to be back.
Talking about video game news the only way we know how.
It's
with a big video screen behind us.
Indeed, indeed. Are you as time warped as I am?
Oh yeah, today's Monday.
Yeah, today's That's Monday weird. For us. Everybody's back to work today, but of course we came back to work last Wednesday and worked and did a 12-hour stream on Friday. Then I slept way too much on Saturday and woke up, and then it was only a couple hours. Then Sunday we woke up and came into work.
Yeah,
did into the Spider-Verse, talked a whole bunch about the 2019 stuff, and now we're back here again doing the first ever Kinda Funny Games Daily at 10 a.m., leading off the new rock block of morning shows on twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames.
Exciting stuff. A big day for Kinda Funny.
It's a huge day
for Kinda Funny. The first day officially of Kinda Funny 4.0.
Yeah, 4.0. That's what it's all about. Yeah. And you might say, oh my gosh, I'm a video viewer, Greg, and I don't like 4.0 already. You're going to tell me in 2019 you're not going to wear shirts and ties? No, sir, I will. And ma'am, I will. I will wear shirts and ties, but of course we have a new, brand new Kinda Funny Games Daily shirt on
T-pose,
everybody, on kindoffunny.com/store. You can go get that. So I thought it was
a new party mode shirt there, too.
Nobody cares about that fucking show. This is about Kinda Funny Games Daily, all right?
I don't know.
If they cared about the party mode, they'd watch the party mode, and then they'd see the shirt there. Also, instead, we're talking about the Kinda Funny Games Daily shirt, T-pose. That again, now first off, look at this T-pose. Kevin, can I get a one, or is that not set up? Not set up, okay. Look at the physique it looks like it's giving me. Because it's giving me, like, it's bending around the gut into, like, a V thing that does make me look like I have a shape there. I'll tell you what, I'll be honest. Saw the shirt in the bag when they came, and I was like, I don't know if I like that. Saw Nick wore it, and I'm like, man.
Good shirt.
Nick looks good in it. Anybody can look good in it. That's my thing.
You know Guess where I got this shirt?
Tokyo, Japan.
That's right.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Tim?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you excited to be back to work?
Yeah, dude. Let's get into it, man.
I tell you what, man. When we did the 12-hour stream on Friday to kick off Kinda Funny 4.0, and that's all the shows, if you have no idea what we're talking about, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where you can see all the new shows, all the things we have to do now because of fundraising. It'll be in housekeeping.
Let's go, man. I'm stoked.
But I got so excited and juiced, as your brother would say, to work again, that I've been ready to get out of the the blocks here, as they say, and run. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You've just been practicing in front of the mirror.
What's up, everybody? How many times do you think I've practiced the Kinda Funny podcast opening?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Like twice. But I think I got it. I think I got it. It's, okay. You know, it's familiar. Yeah. Don't worry about it. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you to the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. Go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where a bronze membership gets you the ability to be part of the show with bad PSN names, everything else under the sun, your questions, you understand how it works. Then tune in as we record it live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live, you still have a special job to do in 2019. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up, so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and listening on podcast services around the globe. Housekeeping for you. It is Kinda Funny's fourth anniversary, and we're celebrating with a good old-fashioned fundraiser for the month of January. Head over to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames to see all our new cool shows we're adding, the world tour we are planning, see you soon, Kansas City, and to learn about the Patreon memberships like the bronze membership that gets your questions on Kinda Funny Games Daily, as well as the silver membership, which for the first time ever will get you on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, Kinda Funny Games Daily, as a video and an MP3 ad-free. I'm going to have to watch Cool
People
Greg.
People ask for that. Now they got it.
Ah, man.
It's what we do here.
It is. It is what we listen. And of course, yeah, the plane's taken off still, so there's a lot of things not working yet, but we'll get there.
A couple of things dropping off along the way. We're just like,
we'll figure it out. Guess we don't need that. Today we're brought to you by Quip and Hymns, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. Five items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
And I'll tell you what, Tim, I was looking at it and I was thinking, man, it's going to be a light news day probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, well, it's a light news day in terms of what happened today.
Yeah.
So far today. But there's, I'm not going all the way back.
We don't got
to. I'm not going all the way back to Christmas Eve when we left.
Yeah.
But the things that have happened recently.
There's some stuff
to talk about. Exactly. First and foremost, is what Gita Jackson at Kotaku says. Here's the first heartbreak of 2019. Mm. Nintendo has officially made Bowsette non-canon.
See, I just saw this headline. I can't wait for you to read the story of what this actually
last
means.
Year, Nintendo announced that the Switch version of Super Mario Bros. U would feature a new item, the Super Crown, that turns Toadette into a Princess Peach-esque character called Peachette. Fans ran wild with this idea, imagining it on other Mario characters. In particular, fans became obsessed with the idea of Bowser wearing the Super Crown, turning him into a sexy princess in fetish gear. According to the website for new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe, only Toadette can wear the Super Crown. This is via Reset Era, making all imaginings of other characters wearing the crown officially not approved by Nintendo. The description inexplicably apologizes to Luigi, which is a whole new layer of trolling Bowsette fans.
I love that. Now, here's what that tells me.
What does it tell
you? In my head canon, Bowsette still lives. Maybe it's not the Super Crown that we all thought. But there might be another way for Bowsette to come to life.
Yeah.
And we've seen her come to life. We've seen him come to life. We've seen many versions of this Bowsette come to life.
Sure.
Via cosplay.
Yeah.
I dare you, cowards, Google Bowsette. See what comes up.
And I'll tell you, I just did that.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get the thumbnail done for this before we started the show. Lead story I want to put there. This is a minefield.
If you're a fan of good things, if you're a fan of bad things,
well, no, I mean,
Google this.
It's just, well, it wasn't even that. The drawings, I was like, meh. I couldn't remember. I thought Babs Tarr did one.
Probably,
and I was looking.
This was
a moment. That
was a moment in 2018.
So I was looking for a Babs drawing, couldn't find it because I know Babs will be like, "Oh, cool, you're using my art. That's great." And I was like, "Cause I don't want to just take some random art." And I'll credit people, obviously. I don't want to be
Jessica Negri.
I did, and then I saw the Jess photos, and Jess is a friend of the show, and we love Jess. And I'm like, "Hoo boy, I don't know. Can I put that out there? Do people worry about Kinda Funny Games Daily being safe for work, like on the image?"
That is safe for. It's Bowser. It's Nintendo, dude.
I don't know. That's how it works, Tim.
Hey, man, I don't make the rules. I just play the games. Power to the player.
I'll look into it. Power to the player. GameStop.com. Number two. Do you care at all? I mean, like, this is a fun thing.
It's a fun thing. It's fun. And it's whatever.
I appreciate that Nintendo having fun and making fun of Luigi.
Luigi.
In it. Yeah, okay. Whatever.
It ain't the year of Luigi no more.
Nah,
it ain't 2010.
That's whatever
the fuck that was. 2012.
They would have, well, actually, kindoffunny.com/you're wrong probably would have corrected you on that. Yeah. Number two, there's a new Alien game coming, .. And it's for mobile. This is from Jason at Kotaku. Today, Fox announced Alien Blackout, a survival horror game that, like Isolation, stars series protagonist Ellen Ripley's daughter, Amanda. Unlike Isolation, which launched on PC and consoles, Alien Blackout is launching on Apple and Google Play stores. And unlike Isolation, which was developed by the British studio Creative Assembly, Alien Blackout will be published by D3 Go, previously responsible for Marvel Puzzle Quest and Adventure Gnome. Marvel Puzzle Quest, very good. However,
yeah,
of course,
D3 Go, known for good quality stuff. Mobile games.
The problem, of course, is that this got hyped up. People saw the trademark for Alien Blackout and thought it was like a real sequel to Isolation. Mm. I didn't remember this, but I think I was looking at the Reset Era thread and that Jeff and Kojima went back and forth during Game Awards time, so people thought it was going to be an announcement there.
Yeah,
people's hype levels got out of control.
Scary place we live with the hype.
Back to Jason. D3 Go's description of the game makes it sound a whole lot like Alien Isolation. Quote, try to stay alive while trapped aboard a crippled Weyland-Yutani space station carrying a deadly xenomorph as it tirelessly hunts you and the crew. Outsmart the perfect hunter by making perilous choices. Survive 7 fear-inducing levels by remotely guiding Amanda Ripley's crew around increasingly challenging tasks using only the station's emergency systems. The biggest difference, of course, is that it'll be played on mobile devices with touch controls. It'll be out soon, D3 Go says. You can see more of the screenshots on the publisher's website.
I mean, you know, this does absolutely nothing for me in particular. But at least it sounds like they're trying to make this a mobile game and not trying to just be like, how can we just shoehorn this experience down into touch controls. It's like, no, it's going to be controlling the emergency systems and whatever. You can kind of imagine what that's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about it. Again, and we don't know anything about this game, but I like Marvel Puzzle Quest a lot. D3, of course, years and years ago made Dark Sector, a great game starring Michael Rosenbaum. I have no idea if that has anything to do with this, and I don't care. But I'm saying that they have made good games, so this could be a good game. It was more the thing of how terrible it is when your trademark leaks and everybody gets in their head what it's going to be, and it's not that at all,
and it's
right?
Not, yeah. Ugh.
Number three, Bethesda and Westworld have settled over the Fallout Shelter clone conspiracy theory. Eddie at GameSpot has the report. The lawsuit that Bethesda brought against developer Behavior and media giant Warner Brothers over a Westworld video game has come to an end, it seems. Bethesda and Behavior announced that they have reached an amicable settlement, though no terms were disclosed. Bethesda initially said Behavior's Westworld mobile game was a blatant ripoff of Fallout Shelter. Behavior worked on Fallout Shelter, and Bethesda further alleged that Behavior illegally used the same copyrighted source code from Fallout Shelter to develop the Westworld game. Not only that, but Bethesda claimed Behavior copied Fallout Shelter's game design, art, animation, gameplay features, and other elements. If you remember when we talked about this on Games Daily before, which was one of the funniest things, is that they said the reason they knew they did this is that the same bugs persisted from Fallout Shelter to the Westworld game.
Damn.
Bethesda was suing Behavior and Warner Brothers for copyright infringement, breach of contract, and misappropriation of Bethesda's intellectual property. Filings with the United States District Court in Maryland, where Bethesda is located, show that Bethesda and Behavior came to terms of a settlement in principle back in November 2018. A notice dated December 12th confirms that Bethesda and Behavior resolved their dispute. Bethesda, Behavior, and Warner Brothers each will bear their own costs, including attorney's fees. However, no other terms of the settlement were disclosed. It is not uncommon for settlement deals to remain under wraps. The Westworld game, which is free and supported by microtransactions just like Fallout Shelter, remains available to download on iOS and Android today.
I wonder what this means.
I mean, it was either a lump sum settlement, I'm sure, or maybe even an ongoing, like, all right, cool, you can keep doing it, but we're making money off of it. Similar to YouTube, right? If you're going to do a song or something.
Yeah, I guess that makes the most sense, because it is interesting that it's still up.
By the way, over in You're Wrong, Blackjack, Ron, Ignacio Rojas, and Zaire say Luigi's year was 2013.
2013?
Yeah. Oh my God. And then Cade writes in to say every year is the year of Luigi. Don't cut off Cade. Number four. Let's talk about this Overwatch player fabrication of identity. Did you hear about this? Do you know about this?
No, I don't.
Rebecca Valentine over at gamesindustry.biz has the story.
Crazy.
The Overwatch Contenders team, Second Wind, has apologized after a series of events that revealed the apparent first female North American Overwatch Contenders player who went by Ellie was not who they said they were.
Oh, God damn it.
Exactly. Ellie was added to Second Wind's roster as a substitute in late December after several other players departed for various reasons. Almost immediately, the player was harassed and with accusations that they were not actually a female pro player and that they either did not have the experience they said they did or that a male pro player was posing as them instead. Screenshots posted at Ellie's Twitter account of a Discord conversation show another competitive Overwatch player, Haunt, threatening to dox them while egged on by others. The trouble came to a head late last week when Second Wind announced Ellie was departing the team due to the harassment they faced. Following their departure, other Overwatch players continued to claim that Ellie was not who they said they were, but was actually one or multiple other pro male players at the controls while a young woman played the face and voice of Ellie. The rumors turned out to be largely true, with Second Wind and Overwatch League both coming forward officially yesterday and today to say that Ellie was actually a different veteran player hiding their identity. The players behind Ellie have not been confirmed, though some players and figures connected to the team have posted it may be North American ladder player known as Punisher. Second Wind statement. I'm parsing this down. Great job, Rebecca, because Lucy James came home. Mm-hmm. She was telling me about it. I was like, I had no idea what was happening. Rebecca's doing great. Second Wind put out this statement. As a team, we admit we handled this poorly. More could have been done to support our players, but we had found ourselves unprepared for the attention Ellie got upon their onboarding. We had full faith in them. Due to our desperation to fill a roster, we unfortunately overlooked crucial information that should have been paid more attention to. We did not properly allocate enough time to communicate with the public as a means to support our players, and as a result caused more questioning that could have been avoided. In a statement to GamesIndustry.biz, an Overwatch esports spokesperson said the following. After investigating the matter, we found that Ellie was a fabricated identity and is a Smurf account, which I've never heard about before.
Smurf account.
Created by a veteran player to obfuscate.
Obfuscate
their identity. We're such idiots, you and me. The owner of Ellie's account.
Yeah, guess what the word of the day is today on Internet Obfuscate. Explorers.
The owner of Ellie's account is a player with no current or prior involvement with any Overwatch Contenders or Overwatch League team. Ellie was never formally submitted to the active roster of Second Wind and never played in a Contenders match. As part of the process to officially add a player to a Contenders or Overwatch League roster, we do background checks to ensure that players are who they say they are, as well as meet other eligibility requirements.
Do they?
And we'll take action against players if we discover anything that is warranted.
We do background checks to ensure players are who they say they are.
Before, I think we missed out. I got word salad there, and that's a lot of stuff. The sentence before it is, Ellie was never formally submitted to the active roster of Second Wind and never played in a contenders match.
Yeah.
So I don't think the... Oh, this is from Overwatch.
I'm not saying that they didn't. I just, like, I don't think that has ever been something that they're like, this is what we're doing. This is the case now. They're like, going forward.
Oh, yeah. Yo,
we're
guys,
going to do this.
Guess what? Yeah, now we need... They're triple like, check checking if
they
are,
they meet other eligibility requirements. Sure. Are you who you say you are? I'm going to assume that people go and be like, oh, you are.
Oh, you're really good at Overwatch? Nice to meet you. All right, cool. Yeah, exactly. Whatever your team says.
Man, the most unfortunate thing about this is what it does for women out
100%.
There, where it's just like, great. Now there's a group of people that are like, hey, you're actually a guy playing and the woman's just the face. And that turns into all the toxicity and negativity that we've heard for years being added on top of that.
This is the and you don't need to Yurong me on this. I'm sure there's other examples, but this is the most salient now example of, see, we were right. So now anytime someone who is a female and steps up and is like, I'm great at games, or I'm going to do this, or I'm just, are you really who you say are? Prove it. We're in a way that, like, if somebody else, a regular guy, just joined a thing, who the fuck cares? Nobody cares, right? Yeah. It would be the fact that she was getting this. And that's what's interesting, right? I had seen a tweet with no context that was like, this is like, what a surprise, you know, the toxic esports environment or whatever forces the first female. And I was like, what is going on? But it was like middle of break. I was on, or maybe we were getting ready for the showcase. Yeah. Relaunches. And so it was just like, what? I don't understand. I'll look into it later. And then to get here and find out it's even sadder than it initially seems is that, yes, it is going to be. Is it very similar to the Insomniac situation, right? Where we want the Raimi suit. Can't do it. All right, we're going to be complete assholes. We were really working on it, and now we have to put it out, and it kind of looks like you got your way, but you didn't really get your way, but there's no way for me to, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, God, what a nightmare.
Shout out to Second Wind, though. I feel as a team, we admit we handled this poorly, and then to go on and really admit the faults and, like, try to, like, explain how they're going to fix it going forward.
Yeah.
Great stuff. But, I mean, because what can you do at a certain point?
No. Yeah,
things happen.
Yeah.
You can't, like...
And I hear
expect
him too.
People to be assholes and do weird ass things like this.
Yeah, and I hear, and just from what Rebecca's reporting here and how it sounds like, okay, cool. In December, you need to get somebody, you need to fill somebody, you need to get these slots filled up, I'm sure, for a competition, for practice, whatever. That, yeah, you're like, I'm sure not crossing the T's the way you should be, dotting the I's the way you should be. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, they learn. And hopefully, the main thing is, though, we don't need, like, the militia here, you know, the pro gamer militia out there now, like, shaking down everybody and, like, trying, you know what I mean? Like, are you really who you are? Let me see. Are you? And, like, ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. I hope it's not that bad. I'm sure it will be in small sex, but I don't
think
it's
bad everywhere. Right? I mean, like, yeah, and small sex is bad everywhere. That's why, of course, 2019, the year the best friends get off the bench, everybody goes out and be positive to each other. Tommy Boyd wrote in to Yorong to say, obfuscate is pronounced obfuscate. 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 Right? And then Ignacio Rojas says, a Smurf account is a noun, according to Wiktionary. It is an alternative computer account used by a known or experienced user in order to deceptively self-present as someone naive or less experienced.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Number five. Sorry, I needed a breath and figure out where I left off. Hey, Barrett, how you doing? Epic is bringing back the 14 days of Fortnite. This is from Kevin over at GameSpot, not Kevin over at the board. The holiday-themed 14 days of Fortnite event ended earlier than most players anticipated, said developer Epic Games, and they admitted it shared a wrong end date to social channels. As an apology, the studio said it would offer a free item for all players who participated in the event, but now it has decided to go one step further and bring the entire event back for a limited time. Quote, we communicated an incorrect end date for the 14 days of Fortnite event and did not feel the equalizer glider compensation was the right approach, Epic wrote on its website. And they're goddamn right it's not, because I already earned that and I'd want something else. After further discussion, we've decided to bring back this event early next week through January 15th at 3 a.m. ET. We'll also be enabling some of the most popular limited time modes that were available during the event, end quote. As part of the 14 days of Fortnite, Epic offered a new challenge to complete and a reward to unlock every day. The developer says all of these will be available for the duration of the event when it returns next week, giving players another chance to unlock the rewards. However, Epic notes that any progress made on partially complete challenges will be reset. Fuck. Earlier this week, Epic said it would give all the players who completed at least one of the 14 days of Fortnite challenges the Equalizer Glider, which was the 14th reward you could unlock as part of the event. Many players, however, expressed that they would rather have the event extended so they could unlock any rewards they may have missed out on, making this decision welcome news. You can see all the challenges over on GameSpot.com.
I have two things to say about
this. Lay it on me, buddy.
One, shout out to fucking Epic.
Again.
Once again.
Good guy, Epic. They ran away with 2018. They're starting strong in 2019.
You gotta love it. It's just like, hey, we made a mistake and we're gonna double down on fixing it and making it better and saying we're sorry in a way that like you get something from and also incentivizes you to keep playing. Like, it's kind of just a circle of everybody wins in this situation. I hope they continue to do this, and I expect them to continue to do
this. Chime in here on number one, because you have number two. Mm-hmm. Don't forget it. Again, if you've missed the Kinda Funny Gamescast, now with new Kinda Funny Gamescast member, Fran Mirabella III, youtube.com/KindaFunnyGames, podcast services around the globe. You might have missed me talking about, like, what I played over break was just Fortnite. All the shit where I was like, I'm going to play this and that. I'm going to go back. Nope, just played Fortnite. So I was, well, Thank you, guys. Guys, I'm just a normal person like you. I put on my new KFGD shirt from kindoffunny.com/store. One t-shirt hole at a time. T-shirt hole. I played a lot of it, right? And it was like, when the 14th day popped or whatever, and I was mm-hmm. playing, and I got my glider because I'm awesome.
Yeah.
I did see it was ending like, oh, man, it's ending tomorrow. Like, when I wake up, it's already going to be done. No big deal. And didn't think anything about it. And then I saw a thread on the subreddit for Fortnite where I frequent as well. No big deal. And there was the guy being like, hey, or a fan being like, hey, like, here's the comment from the Fortnite, one of the Epic people who always comes to the thing saying we're not just going to turn it off the next day. Like, what happened? Yada, yada, yada. And people, respectfully,
yeah,
at least when I saw it, most people like, yeah, what's happening? Yada, yada. Awesome that they had a response. They're ready to go. And they're, like we said, restarting it and getting it out.
Yeah. So my number two, how do you fuck this up? It's like, how did the end date get wrong for something that's called the 14 days of Fortnite?
So that's the thing, is that, yeah, it's 14 days of Fortnite, but when the representative, and I assume this is exactly what they're talking about, when the representative was on Reddit, uh-huh. people were asking about it, and he's like, it's going to go for, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days after the 14 days, so you have time to complete all the challenges. It's not like it's just going to go off on whatever the date was. And then it turned out that, no, it was just going to go off
gotcha.
On whatever
okay,
the date was.
Okay, gotcha.
So a lot of
still
people...
weird.
People had like, well, I see them popping, but I got plenty of time.
Yeah,
a lot of people like to let their challenges stack up and then knock them all out. That was just the issue. That, yeah. And it was the same thing of, it's the holidays. So like, you know, like if you were away, like I wouldn't have known it was about to expire if I wasn't there that day and I signed out. I was like, oh man, 8 hours left. Fuck. I better get my glider. And I did.
But wouldn't you know, because it's the 14 days?
And you just, I mean, I'm you not doing that starts. Kind of math. You know what I mean? I'm not that crazy about it. You know what I mean? But again, I would just expect there to be a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would expect if it's 14 days, it'd be like, there's 14
That's
days.
Fair. That's
there's
fair.
A challenge a day. If I'm interested in when those days are, I should know.
Yeah, fair.
But hey, if he came out and said it, then yes, they did say incorrect information, and that all makes sense.
Tim?
Yeah.
I still think they missed a huge missed opportunity here of not calling it the Fortnite of Fortnite. Fortnite is 2 weeks. I mean, that's what they're driving at with 14 days of Fortnite, but they should have spelled Fortnite correctly in Fortnite, the game.
Wow. That's some next level shit.
Maybe, you know, maybe next year they will.
Maybe next year, they'll listen to you.
But next year is so far away.
It is.
If I wanted to go somewhere to learn more pertinent information, say what came to the mom and grop shops today, where would I go?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform is listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show host each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today, I got jack shit for you. I mean, granted, all the sites are coming back online, but I looked around. Kotaku's got nothing up. I went over to like the GameStopSpot.coms. They got nothing up. I'm sure Steam put out a million things. Who the fuck knows? I don't even know how to look at Steam. I don't know what's happening in the Epic Store. I tried for you. Who knows? Usually there's like 2 games on a Monday, 0 games on a Monday. Doesn't sound right to Greg, but I can't prove it wrong. This is good, kindoffunny.com/you're wrong if you got some games game up. New dates for you. I got a bunch. Scorcery.
I got a blunt.
2019. Scorcery, mystical arcade sports like from Grapple Hook Games will launch exclusively on PlayStation 4 on February 5th, 2019. Sal Romano at Gamatsu has a different kind of new date for you. He says, at Atlas will make a special announcement regarding Catherine full body on January 10th at 10 p.m. ET. The company is teased. And then it has the tweet urgent notice on, and then it's January 11th, Friday, 12 p.m. noon, because they're over in Japan. We will make an announcement. We have been saving regarding Catherine full body on this account at stud_0 spelled out. Please look forward to it. Catherine, this is back to Sal. Catherine full body is due out on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita on February 14th, 2019 in Japan. A Western release date is also planned, but has not been released or announced yet.
I got another two things for you. One, when you said Sal Romano Ekamatsu and I saw Atlas next to it, I thought that was the name of a game that Atlas was making. And I'd believe it. And two, what do you think this is? Is it just a Western release, or is it a Western release and Switch release?
Wow, interesting. I would think if you're gonna do that, I don't think it's gonna be a Western release because the tweet is in Japanese. So I think if anything, it would be the Switch version. Yeah, that would make more sense and stuff. It could be new modes and stuff. I'm very excited for Catherine Full Body. I loved what I played of Catherine originally, but then took a week off and came back and couldn't remember how to play anymore. Yeah, so I'm excited to play it on my PlayStation Vita because it lives. If they also bring that version over here, thank you very much. But yeah, I really want the Western edition. Oh, back to what I was driving at. The art they were showing for it, I wasn't familiar with. Like the teaser art they used, but yeah. It could be. I just haven't been keeping up on teaser art for Catherine Full Body.
Yeah. Well, Western release is also planned. You have to be dated. So. Yeah.
Which is crazy, too, because I thought it was. I thought it had been announced, but Sal would know better than me for sure. So, whatever. Hyper Jam is coming to PlayStation 4.
What the fuck is Hyper Jam?
February 12th. It's some arena thing. It's one of those games that, like, it looks like the word salad where it's like, Hyper Jam Arcade Shooter. And I was like, is it called Hyper Jam Arcade? Or Hyper Jam? Or you, I don't know, whatever that was. You can go to the PlayStation blog to find out more about it. Black Desert is coming to Xbox One on March 4th. And then a brand new Devil May Cry 5 demo comes to Xbox One and PlayStation 4 on February 7th.
I'm saying off.
Staying off.
Can't do it.
How close are we to the release?
March.
Yeah, right. You got amazing game. Don't get
that's
nuts.
That's a stone's throw away. Another Greg-ism.
I'm glad I'm teaching you words.
Teach me all the
things,
words.
You know, like Fulcrum or whatever was it earlier?
It wasn't Fulcrum. It was Obfuscate.
Obfuscate. Obfuscate. Oh, man. You learn something new every day. You know what I'm saying over here? It's time for Reader Mail! But first, I'm going to tell you about our illustrious sponsors. Up first, it's Quip. The new year means New Year's resolutions, and we've got one for you should be working on twice every day. It's your oral health. And with a Quip electric toothbrush, sticking in good habits is simple. Sticking to good habits is simple. It would work sticking in.
Yeah.
Because you're sticking it in your mouth.
You're sticking in your mouth.
The guiding features are like a built-in support system for better brushing. Nick Scarpino loves his Quip toothbrush.
So does Gia.
Okay, why?
Her teeth are really clean because it's a little electric toothbrush. You put it in your mouth, 30 seconds each quadrant.
Why does Nick love it? Because he didn't know. He should be brushing for 2 minutes every time, but Quip's built-in two-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you keep your whole mouth clean.
And that's the key part is the pulsating because everyone's like, oh, well, now that you've taught me this information, I can just do it with my normal toothbrush.
Yeah.
You think you're doing it for 30 seconds? It's not 30 seconds. You need a pulse to let you know when it's time to change.
Nice. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. A friendly reminder of when it's time to refresh and to stay committed to your oral health. That's why we love Quip and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/games right now, you can get your first refill pack free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/games.
Quick aside about this. This is a true story. Gia got her little package in the mail for Quip like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And was stoked.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
this is, I gotta just buy it because I'm jealous that Nick took it.
But I was like, why? Like, she was just like, oh man, like, I saw I was getting low on the brushes. I'm like, I know, but you knew they were coming. Like,
oh.
And then she's just like, I don't know. And I'm like, but you know that it's designed so that you never don't have them. But
yeah,
I don't know.
So, you know, you can't believe in the technology and systems all the time, right?
Yeah.
You understand? Remember the Wii U? Couldn't trust it.
Damn.
Our next sponsor is Hims. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And the thing is, once they start to notice, it's too late. That's why there's 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, and more for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair and your money. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits. You can save hours by going to 4hims.com. You know it, I know it, and now whoever's new to this show because they just found out about us on Patreon knows it. Nick uses it. Mm-hmm. Andy uses it. They noticed they had problems. They wanted to get to the bottom of it.
I have a friend I've been talking to for a long time. He's one of my good friends.
Can I guess? Can I guess?
Guessing? I don't want to say names, but he's been having some issues with this for a while, and he's been pretty embarrassed by it.
Sure.
And a long time ago, I told him, I was like, oh, you should give this a shot. And I hung out with him last week, and he was talking. He's like, dude, like, thank you for that. Like, it actually has been. I'm noticing a big difference. I feel way more confident about it being a slower process of losing everything. And I was like, oh man, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
That on the show.
And that's the thing too, is over there, like, you understand they got like a one trial to do it, and they both still use it. Yep. Andy still gets the gummies, Nick still seals them, and Andy gets real mad. You can order now. My listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/gamesdaily. That's FORHIMS.com/gamesdaily. 4hims.com/gamesdaily. I burp. Yeah. I lean away from the mic. I burp.
Oh, yeah.
Tazon like Day
Tazon
talking.
Day, baby.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. 2019, the year of no burping in Kevzy.
You got to get Tazon Day on We Have Cool Friends, our new interview show.
Remember, we talked to him like our first VidCon about doing stuff, and that just never happened.
Sean Finnegan told me a story once of a dinner he went to back when he worked at Maker Studios, where there's just a bunch of YouTubers from back in the day, including Tazon Day.
Yeah.
And Sean Finnegan was high as fuck, and Tay started talking, and Finnegan was like, holy shit,
it's he's like, put it all together. He put it all together?
Yeah.
Well, that's Sean Finnegan for you. He likes hiking. It's time to check in with you, the readers. Remember, if you want to be part of the show, it's different in 2019. Go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. The bronze tier gives you the ability to ask questions here. And I won't lie, ladies and gentlemen, I put up the link and I'm like, here we go. Let's see how this is going to go. Overwhelming amount of questions. I love you dearly. Remember, I check it every day. So continue to add to it daily with the daily news. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Bronze tier. You can get your questions read. Like Duarte Rosa, who says, hey guys, the current 2019 announcements are more or less underwhelming. Do you think that there could be a sudden announcement from a big studio? And if so, what?
I am absolutely stoked about 2019 because we don't know much. We did our big like games we're excited for in 2019, and granted there's a lot of them that are very exciting,
Outer
but
Worlds?
We've known about them for a very, very long time. Nintendo's 2019, Animal right now Crossing. we got Mario coming out like next week or something. After that, we don't really have any release dates. We got a couple big games that we know are waiting to be talked about, but like, we don't have anything that's 2019 really.
Yeah.
When you look at PlayStation, it's like, again, same thing. We got these big games, but where do they land? Is there other stuff we don't know that's coming?
Sure.
Then you look at Xbox and you're just like, they have been working on stuff for a long time. You got to imagine that this E3, if not sometime around that, is going to have some real bombs dropped. It's exciting times.
Do you stand by Mr. Rosa here and say that 2019 looks underwhelming as of right now on paper?
If you're just looking at official release dates, sure, compared to the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's the problem, cheating, is the last though. 2 years. Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like that's not... Oh, geez, so don't even try to fucking you're wrong me. It's 2019 now. We just finished 2018. We just finished 2017. Both those years, holy shit. 2017 was the year I was like, this is the best year for gaming, right?
Yeah.
It must have been 2016 then, where I was like, this has been a good year. It's been fine. I mean,
for me, as a hardcore Nintendo fan, going into last year felt extremely underwhelming. Like, I was like, oh shit, looking at, like, we ended with Mario Odyssey. We had Breath of the Wild earlier in the year, the previous year.
Yeah.
And looking down the pipe, it was like, oh shit. You're going to talk about Pokemon at some point, they hadn't announced it. Smash was not even a possibility at that point.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, fuck, you know?
Oh, fuck.
But then now you see everything that happened. You're like, all right, cool.
So what do you think? There'll be sudden announcements of big games?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think a Nintendo Direct is imminent.
There was questions about that. There's rumors about that. Is that happening?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Nintendo over
Faha
the last...
from Raida. I'm sorry. You tomorrow tell me how to pronounce all this. Thoughts on the rumored Nintendo Direct happening on the 10th?
For the past God knows how many years, since the year of Luigi, some would say, Nintendo's had Directs in January. You know what I mean? Nintendo has directs at specific times, and they have a big direct in January, traditionally. So it's like, are these leaks, are these like real substantiated things, or is it just somebody being like, well, it definitely could happen on Thursday the 10th, because that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Cabo, and I'm planning to bring my laptop in case I need to record a reaction. I'm planning for it.
What a pro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I do expect it, but knowing Nintendo, there's no rules with their directs, and we won't know about it until like the day before if there is. So
My hope, and I don't think it's a foregone conclusion, right? But sudden announcement from a big studio. I would love it if, and I think they're there, if Rocksteady, whatever they're working on, Eddie 3, they're like, here's the game and it's out this fall.
I mean, they have to, right?
You'd think so.
Like, it's been we've guessed way too many times, way too many E3s.
Yeah.
If it's not this year, then something went very wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, also they're a studio that I want to see take their time, right? I believe in them. I trust in them. I want them to do that.
But it's been...
I know it's been a while.
It's been too long.
I hear you, brother. I'm not saying it hasn't been long. You know what I mean, brother? Come down.
Been our entire tenure is kind of funny, essentially.
Yeah, Arkham Knight came out in 2015. Yeah.
During our first E3 is kind of funny. Totally. So, yeah.
We shall see. I don't want to get to the navel-gazing yet. Let's stick with Nintendo rumors. You ready for that?
Oh, dude, always.
Austin from Maine writes in about the Smash DLC leak. Had you seen this?
I did.
He says, there is no way they're going to call a character Doom Guy. I have nothing against Doom, but a character called Doom Guy sounds terrible. Tim says that Smash characters have, so far, always come from Japanese properties and always originate from a game. But he forgot to mention that they also always have legit, well-known names.
Not true.
I was wondering your thoughts. So what's... I don't like putting the rumors in the news, especially when it wasn't even 4chan. It was 5chan. And I didn't know the chans go up that high. So, like, I don't understand 100% what's happening. I figured you would know about it. I gave you no prep on it.
Yeah, no. Of course I know about it. Duck Hunt Duo was what Duck Hunt was called.
Yeah, but everybody knows the Duck Hunt dog.
Okay.
Everybody knows the Doom Guy.
That's what I'm saying. The Doom Guy's fine. Like,
I think so, too.
If they didn't do Doom Guy, it's fine.
They'll call him Doom Marine or something.
It would be weird that he gets in the game based on the things I've said before of no Western third-party release, whatever. But when you look at this list of rumored characters, I should say. We got the dude from Dragon Warrior, which is, I think, pretty likely based on everything that we've heard before of leaks going into Smash of Vergeman, I think he is, who like usually gets things right, gets things wrong sometimes, said that there's going to be Minecraft representation in the game and there's going to be another Square rep. And this is like, oh, well, he was right about a lot of other stuff going into Smash. I keep saying Smash 4, Smash Ultimate.
Yeah.
So with this, that makes sense. Then there's Doom Guy, and then there's what are the other ones? Does it say?
No. That's all he gave me.
Oh, damn it.
I looked at it earlier, and that's when I was like, 5chan, this doesn't even sound real.
Joker. Sounds like a spoof. There's Joker, there's Doom Guy, there's Dragon Warrior, there's Steve. And damn, there was one more. But they added up to me. Some of them are kind of weird and kind of stretches, but like Nintendo's been saying, Reggie's been saying, like, these are all going to be as, like, what the fuck as Joker, and I can see them ending...
Doom Guy is what the fuck as Joker.
Doom Guy is as what the fuck, but... Ryu Hayabusa from Ninja Gaiden.
You just made that name up.
Which would be fucking awesome. Like, that would... Getting him is, like, really finishing NES, like...
Trippy.
You know what I mean? And then, yeah, Doom Guy is just, like, really weird, but I think that it would make a lot of sense if they made that announcement around... the release of Doom Eternal, which I can see me doing.
Okay. Stay tuned, everybody. Andrew Rivera, a.k.a. Mech Shadow 12 from New Jersey, who will only be called... Mecha Shadow 12. Andrew, change your name to Mecha Shadow 12 from New Jersey. Mecha says, do you believe that Anthem will become the next Destiny, or will it be overshadowed by The Division 2? Did I get a laugh out of Kev?
Yeah.
Which part?
I just think it's funny they're asking you anything that like is going to be like, oh, is this going to compete against the Division 2?
Oh, well, I mean, so like, that's my... Yeah, well, I see. Because I'm in the tank for Division 2. I can't wait for Division 2. Very excited for the Division 2. It's going to be fascinating. Here's what I'll say about Anthem. I've said it before. I look at it. I'm like, oh, man, it looks cool, but I don't think it's for me. The world doesn't look cool. Everybody I talk to is like, I can't fucking wait for Anthem, has played Anthem. I haven't played Anthem. And when people talk about how it controls and feels and it is Iron Man and you are just, it's like, well, that sounds awesome.
I love how it looks. I like the world looks dope as fuck. The suits look dope as fuck. There's, I feel like all the hesitation going into it is based on EA, and it's based on business practices, and it's based on like all the negative news they've had for so long.
And I mean, even though it's not the exact team, it's the BioWare reflection, right?
But it's like, it doesn't even matter. Like, we're not even talking about the realities and the facts. We're talking about the perception, you know? I think that's a lot of the negativity going in. If this game is great coming out the gate, I think that's going to really change the narrative almost immediately, especially if there's not any horrible headlines that can be turning the tide on them. Of like, if there's something where it's like some ridiculous microtransactions or some game-breaking bug or like some animation thing like Mass Effect. Like, if they maneuver through this correctly, I think that it could be bigger than either Destiny or Division 2.
That's my thing, is I think Anthem has its crosshairs on Destiny and taking that over. Division, I think, was awesome at launch. It has a community that loves it. I think I'm one of the few people who's like banging the drum on Division 2.
I think Division it competes more with, like, it's weird that Ubisoft is almost a pejorative genre, almost like a subsect of
100%
gamers,
right,
where it's like they play Ubisoft games, where it's like they play Division and then they'll play For Honor and then they'll play Rainbow Six, and it's like they kind of get into this like thing of like in the same way I'm a Nintendo fan, I play Nintendo games, like are Ubisoft fans now because Ubisoft has proved themselves over and over and over the last couple of years,
right?
Whereas Destiny, I think that is the more like traditional multiplayer
game
gamer
as a service. Yeah, that's the thing too, is I hope I feel like what Division has working against it is that it just, when people talk about the Division, they just are excited for more Division. What is it when it gets here and we get it, and or we come out of more preview events from it? Like, what's the game changer? What is this thing? Why everybody has to pick it up? Or is it just, hey, you like Division 1, play this, it's better?
Yeah,
we'll see. But I'm still very excited for it. Ding 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 ding. All right, here's all the navel gazing. I think. Yeah. Okay. Just kind of funny stuff. Because if you didn't remember, January 4th, we did a 12-hour live stream celebrating our 4th anniversary of Kinda Funny, in which we announced a whole bunch of different stuff, including Patreon memberships. Like I said, you can go there now at the bronze tier, ask questions for this show. You go there at the silver tier, get this show ad-free. So if you never want to hear about Nick's toothbrush again, there you go. Done. Game over. Unless he talks about it somewhere else and I can't stop him. One of the stretch goals we had, though, for this month of fundraising, which is still ongoing, please support us. Patreon.com/KindaFunnyGames if you like what you hear here. Ryan Trimble writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, I love that you. I love that you all are doing another Kinda Funny showcase, but your E3 content is one of my most highly anticipated things of the year. Do you think the extra work of putting together the showcase will take away from your other E3 coverage? So again, if you've missed it, we have this giant thermometer up on Patreon that is filling in with money that you guys are giving us just for the month of January. Of course, I hope you stick around, but if you don't, I understand. That is getting us new shows. It's getting a return of old shows like Oration. It's sending us on a world tour. We're already going to what? Vancouver, Kansas City. I'm doing them all out of order. New York, Arizona. San Francisco, Arizona, right? To do meet and greets and party with everybody. And one of the things there was, we will do another kind of funny game showcase at E3 or around E3. I'm not worried about the showcase taking away from E3 coverage.
Yep.
By the time we get boots on the ground at E3 or we do the live reactions to other conferences and streams and stuff, like, we'll be done.
Yep.
It'll be locked. Like, in terms of, because that's how it was for us, right? Getting to showcase weekend for the first showcase was
cool. A lot of work.
Yeah.
But then once it was done, it was like, all right, cool. Then we just play the video.
Yeah. Right? So exactly.
I think doing that at E3, it'll make a lot of sense. We still haven't decided when we're doing it, but we're going to be smart about it. You know, we're going to do it when it's best for everybody.
And I say, fuck it, man. Let's just take Sony's slot. Let's get nuts. Let's do 4 hours.
Not against it.
Four hours.
Okay, I'm against that.
Let's do four.
I'm against that.
Yeah,
I'm against that.
Baron, you're here.
Joey Maloney, a.k.a. Most ADD, says, since Kind of Funny has hit the E3 Kind of Funny Showcase level, what did you learn from the first showcase? What do you hope to do better, and what worked best the first time?
Before you answer,
sure,
because I'm sure you have many thoughts on this. I feel like the things that we want to fix are announcing it a lot earlier, which we had no control of last time, but now we did. Now it's announced.
Right.
Now we're going to do that. We have 6 months to plan this. But the other thing is, I feel like in terms of format, we kind of nailed it. We kind of did what my vision for it is, at least. If anything, I think a little shorter. Maybe like the first one was 60 games. Like, that was kind of the point. I think this one, I'd rather have less games. We'll see where that goes.
Sure.
Anything can change. But in my head, I think a bit shorter, a bit more focused, focusing on specific games more is good. And the other thing on our side is we know what we want to get from this. I want us to be a bit more proactive about asking people for things.
Yeah.
You know, targeting people and being like, I want, like, it'll never happen, but like, why not hit up Nintendo and be like, yo, can we get some Smash DLC?
Fuck that. Yeah. Give me Animal Crossing. Yeah. Let's do something that ties into the Direct.
But you see what I'm saying? It's like, I would
That'll
love
never
to.
Happen, yeah.
It'll never happen. But like, it's kind of funny, dude. Anything can happen with us.
Right.
So.
And that's the biggest thing, I think. Again, for us and me personally, right, the biggest thing we have, right, is time. Mm-hmm. Arvel, and you're wrong, points out it's not 6 months to E3. It's five. Still, yeah. It's more than a month and a half, which was our biggest time last time of, oh my God, they announced it, let's go, I announced it, and blah, 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 blah. Like, it is now, we need your help, of course, just like we do with everything, it's kind of funny, but tweet nicely at developers and publishers and say, hey, if you need, we'd love to see X game, or what do you love to see you there at the hashtag, what did we call last time? KFG Showcase, right? Mm-hmm. KFG Showcase. Same thing, not changing anything. Mm-hmm. And like, I need to get, I mean, obviously a lot of things got announced on Friday and there's a lot of tweets and stuff like that. I need to get out there and start, like you're saying, hitting the pavement, talking to people, getting them involved. For us, it'll be, yeah, the timing issue. I like your idea of trimming it down a bit and focusing a bit more. So it'll be more of, I think the first one it was, the door's open. Everybody get on. Come on in. You got something new to announce? Let's go. Blah, blah. This will be much more like, well, what are you announcing and how are you announcing it? And when are we airing? And what is it? You know what I mean? There's going to be more chess to this.
And this is something that I this is just me. I've not talked to Greg about this. I'm just putting this out there now. Anything can change. The first one was very, very, very indie game focused. I want to keep that kind of indie thing because I think it's important to highlight
the games that don't get the
love. But having said that, I think that at E3, something that I've, since I was a fan growing up watching E3 every year, I always thought it was weird that, you know, we'd get the conferences, but then a whole bunch of games would be on the show floor or like be talked about that aren't being shown, and there are trailers I miss because they don't have a place to live.
Yeah.
I kind of want to give people that place at E3.
Well,
and
like,
where's THQ Nordic going to put their trailers?
Hopefully THQ here. Nordic, what the fuck is going on with Amalur? Just give us something. But no, this is the point, of why I think there's a reason for this, is if PlayStation's falling away, sure, we won't ever get PlayStation first party stuff. They're going to have a plan for all their stuff. Yeah. And that's great, obviously. But so many partners and third parties went there. So now you assume they're running to Xbox or to somebody else or, you know, doing something. But then as this all moves around, those, again, smaller games, bigger than an indie maybe, but smaller than a AAA $300 million game, are trying to find a place to go. And I don't want to see those trailers just go out in the ether and only speak to one part of the audience, right? That was the best part about Kind of Funny Game Showcase was, hey, here are these indies you've never heard of. Here's Judge's Eyes. Maybe you guys wouldn't have given this, or Judgment, you wouldn't have given this a second look before. Like, getting to take games to a wider audience than just the fan base.
Yeah.
And I want to do that at E3 again. So, yeah. If you have something at E3, let us know. Hit me up. Shit, tell your developer friends, all that jazz. Reclusive Dragon writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, hey guys, for those wondering, how do people submit questions to Kind of Funny Games Daily now? Just like I did. Funny you should ask. patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, the bronze tier. There is a post on it. You can just search now. There's little tags. I put KFGD. You click on there. We'll also tag all the episodes. It'll take a second to get up and running. Tag all the episodes, but you click there and you'll see the January thread for questions. You can go there and submit them. And then when February comes around, I'll give you a new link then.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, Alex writes in to kindoffunny.com. Nope. patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Gonna take me a second to get used to it. Good day, Kind of Funny Games Daily Crew. Congrats on a new year, and I'm personally looking forward to all the new content. My question is this. I want to donate to the Platinum tier on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, but that's not sustainable in a month-to-month basis. How do I change to a higher tier 1 month and then back down to my original the following? Also, where do we put in our shirt size if we're doing the Platinum stuff this month? Love you guys. Happy New Year. Alex. Of course, if you didn't see, one of the new membership tiers on patreon.com/kindoffunny and patreon.com/kindoffunnygames is the Kind of Funny shirt in the Marvel Studios logo. Don't tell Marvel. Thank you for the smattering of applause. Once you go and you're like, I'm in the Platinum tier, do it, blank, you'll see the money come out of your account. You are logged in at that thing then. Then you can go in and change yourself there, and it'll be to whatever you want it to normally give. It won't charge you if you went down to another buck until February 1st or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then also what'll happen is you're already recorded on our end as being at the Platinum tier, so Joey will hit you up or whoever from the Patreon thing to get your shirt size to make sure this all works.
Yep.
I got it.
And also, speaking of that, just to throw it in here, like we did the whole thing on Friday and it was awesome. And then we saw a lot of feedback on Reddit and the Facebook group and everywhere about the dollar tier and the changes we made. So me and Greg talked and we decided to change the dollar tier, and we added a thing on each Patreon.com/kindoffunny, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. $1 also gets you a Patreon exclusive show now. So that gets you Greg's Comic Book Club on Kind of Funny and a new Kind of Funny Video Game Club on Kind of Funny Games, a once a month thing for just $1. Every dollar helps. We appreciate you all very, very much. Thank you so much.
And then the other thing I've been chiming in on since late last night through this morning over on our subreddit is the, hey, how do I get my Reddit Flare to work? At $1 now, you get Reddit Flare all the way up on all both Patreons, right? Where some people can get it, some are only working on PC, all this different stuff's happening. We're working on it. More importantly, Joey's working on it. She's already talking to Patreon, you were telling me, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an issue right now that not many people have two Patreons.
We're the only people,
trying to make it work of why, like, I'm on Kinda Funny, and I hit the button to do it, but I got an email from Kinda Funny Games. We're on it, we're working on it, we'll get it. But like I said, this plane's taking off no much. We're in the air already, but we'll get it figured out. Tim, it's time to squad up. Mm-hmm. This is where one of you writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You're a bronze member. You see the link that I have up for the entire month of January. You click on the little hashtag and you go to it. And you give me your name, username, platform choice, why you need help in a video game, and I read it here. Today, Chad needs help, but he doesn't need help in a video game. He needs help about video games. He wants you to FaceTime him, but first, you gotta hit him up on Twitter at @RespawnAimFire. Respawn, aim fire, all one word. I'm looking for some Kind of Funny best friends who want to guest on each other's podcasts and have a great time with new people all over the world who love video games. My co-host and I have a 2-year-old small audio-only podcast that we each do each week over FaceTime called Respawn, Aim, Fire. But we notice the show has a certain magical energy when we have guests on. We know, like us, a lot of best friends have been inspired by the Kind of Funny crew to create podcasts on their own. And we'd love to connect with any who are looking for a fresh voice and want to make some new friends. Reach out to us on Twitter at @RespawnAimFire to let us know if you're interested. Thanks, and make sure to leave the chicken some cab fare.
Do it, man.
Do it, everybody. At @RespawnAimFire. That's always my favorite thing at a meet and greet when people meet up together. They're like, we're going to do a podcast together.
And they all do it, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Yanks and an Aussie.
For you're wrong. We ask people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, listening on audio podcasts around the globe, and of course, watching ad-free or listening ad-free on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. We got a whole bunch of stuff about the Obafuscape. Zaire says, breaking news, Nintendo Switch and 3DS games can now be purchased on the Humble Store. Interesting. I hate it when kebabs. I hate it when you start. I know Greg didn't ask for it. You're wrong, but no, that's not. Don't. Why are you here? What are you doing? Get out of here. Oh, here we go. Neocho says, deal of the day for all the PC nerds out there. Target is offering TurboTax Deluxe 2018 for $39.99, 10% off. Fucking dorks.
That was good. That was real good.
Life Size Luna says, Tim said new Super Mario U comes out next week. It is actually Friday the 11th.
Wait, that's this week.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Holy,
it comes out Friday.
Shit. We are doing a party mode after party of world one of that game.
Cool.
Recording it next week.
Very Blackjack excited. Says his official name is the Doom Slayer as of the Doom 2016 reboot. Lord of Pwn says, Miss News, Awesome Games Done Quick is currently going on this week. They're raising money for the Prevent Cancer Foundation.
Good. Awesome. Love those guys.
Game Jumper X says, the show is not over, but you haven't told us what the January fundraising goal is. I know this is a polished show, but it would be awesome to know. So what we did is we set it out. We wanted to raise $50,000 for the future of Kinda Funny. We've surpassed $50,000, which gets us into stretch goal territory. The ones we've announced so far is at $69,000. Cool Greg will try to change his name to Cool Greg.
Yeah.
Legally.
Fucking crazy. $75,000, we're going to go to London. $100,000, we're going to go to Australia. There will be more that we fill in. We have to do another 12-hour stream.
One of the goals that we did hit pretty early on was that we'll do another 12-hour stream at the end of January. We're still trying to actually target the date for that. But once we get that scheduled, I'm sure that that will be, at the very latest, that will be the debut of all the new stretch goals. But hopefully we'll pepper
stuff in as we go. I'm sure. Yeah,
we want to be realistic, and we promised a lot. We have to do a lot in the first 6 months, and I don't really want to promise too much things that are past that. So,
is Joey here?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm gonna need her because Trevor Starkey says, "Did you guys run through the daily Patreon producers at the $500 tier? Nice job, Trevor."
I think that's,
isn't it Games Daily? Do I have to do Patreon producers?
Isn't that the next month?
We usually
Joey's gonna mic.
Them the week after.
The week after the month.
Yeah, the week after the month.
Oh, right,
because
we're doing the old school way of everything gets logged for this month, and then we do it next month.
Yes.
Right? Makes sense, Trevor? Everybody's cool? All right, good. So, yes, remember, if you are at that tier, which I forget. Wait.
So, January.
It's like how we do names, right? We do the scrolling names the next month.
Because we still have to do the December people.
Yeah. Right. Patreon producers get the stuff read the next month.
I have emails going out to all of these like subsection of people today and tomorrow, so with details on how all of this works since it's different. So I will be emailing you.
Perfect. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Trevor, for keeping us honest. We're flying the train.
That's what we're doing.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games Daily each and every weekday on a variety of platforms. We run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. Patreon.com/KindaFunnyGames, where the bronze tier gets you on the show. If you then you watch it live. Watch it on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Watch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Listen on podcast services around the globe. And of course, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where you can get it ad-free as an MP3 and video as we figure it all out. Mm-hmm. Hashtagging and all that jazz. It's cool. We got a lot of stuff happening. Here's your host for the week. Tomorrow, Tuesday, it's Tim and Andrea. Wednesday, it's Jared and Gary Witta. Thursday, it's Andrea and Fran Mirabella III. Woo! And Friday, it is Jared and Andrea. I am off to Austin to film a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, cool, cool.
I don't know what I can say and what I can't say, so I'm just going to leave it at that. There's other shows I'm on that I think I can say, but I won't say.
You don't want to confirm.
I'm not going to try. I'm not going to try everybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, you made our dreams come true on Friday. Of course, you've been making our dreams come true for 4 years. We can't wait to keep partying with you all of 2019. I am about to sign off of the show here and your YouTube version. And if you're watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, I'm coming to the mic to read subs, talk to people there, all that jazz, and talk to, you know, whatever. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.